From Taking to Giving, Part 1. Survive or Serve. The greatest satisfaction in life does not come with the receiving of a gift, but with the giving of a gift. Somehow, a gesture that extends and gives is more powerful than an act that seeks to take. A generous heart is more filled when it gives of itself. Emptiness. A generous heart is more fulfilled. A generous heart is more fulfilled when it gives of itself. Emptiness tends to accompany accumulation. Most of us know this is from our experience. We might therefore conclude that the pursuit and the practice of giving at all times and all places would almost guarantee a satisfying and fulfilling life. Unfortunately, we learn the opposite and become highly practiced takers. We will even go to a war across the breakfast table, boardroom table, and an ocean table to get and take what we want. Why is this? Early in life, we absorb one of the deepest beliefs that forms our habit of taking. It is the belief that life itself has to be survived, that life itself is a survival course. It is the survival of the fittest, survive or die. This belief generates a continuous, free-floating background anxiety in our mind, which then drives us to gather the stuff we think we need to survive. And to accumulate money, we need to build our systems of protection. Eventually, we equate survival with both success and satisfaction in life. And as a consequence, we miss the deeper success and the greater satisfaction that comes with giving and serving of others. We also fail to recognize an absolute truth which states that our spiritual growth and mental strength are directly linked to giving to others. A humble acorn will eventually demonstrate the efficacy of giving every day. Within the acorn is a blueprint of an oak tree which is destined to absorb carbon dioxide. Within an acorn is the blueprint of an oak tree which is destined to absorb carbon dioxide, transform it, and give out oxygen, thereby serving all creatures, great and small, with lungs. Within the acorn is the blueprint of an oak tree which is destined to absorb carbon dioxide, transform it, and give out oxygen, thereby serving all creatures, great and small, with lungs. Its growth and strength is driven by the inclination towards giving. And if the oak tree were to cease giving out, what is designed to absorb? It stagnates and dies. The same happens to us when we forget to make giving the red thread that runs through our life. If we do not make giving the primary intention behind everything we do, we will stagnate and atrophy both mentally and spiritually. Like the acorn, the natural inclination of human consciousness is to give. The inclination is suppressed when we learn that our purpose of life is survival. When we believe we must survive life, we generate fear-based intentions which sound and look like competing, controlling, contending, and criticizing, even attacking. Paradoxically, the fear and the selfish behavior it produces actually weakens our ability to survive. When we realize spiritual growth and mental strength are the only possible, when we give based on love, we begin to transform these behaviors into sharing, caring, allowing, and fulfilling the needs of others. Here is where motive can be subtle. Here is where motive can be subtle. If we give just because we understand it will be good for us, it is not true giving, but taking in disguise. This is self-interest and it will be sensed by others. If it is giving as a response to a genuine need of other, but we give with an awareness that we are self-strengthening in the process, this will be a true giving, sometimes referred as an enlightened self-interest. If we give with genuinely no desire for a return, as perhaps a mother would for a newborn baby, it is authentic and selfless giving. The only way we can free ourselves from these subtle variations is to realize our survival is not an issue. This requires the realization of a core spiritual truth that as spiritual beings, we don't actually die. It requires a direct experience of our own eternity, where any death or ending are seen as illusions. Only then is survival seen as irrelevant. The survival belief is seen for what it is, a belief based on the illusion that we are only physical entities. Only then can fear disappear. Only then can true love re-emerge from our hearts. Only then can we give naturally, where giving has no opposite. Only then we will be able to affirm the truth that we were in. Only then we will be able to affirm the truth that when we enter into the wholehearted, only then we will be able to affirm the truth that when we enter into wholehearted giving from the deepest level of intention, the spiritual level, will our physical needs be met through the reciprocal process we call cause and effect. Only then will giving at one level generate the opportunity to receive at another level. In the meantime, it's just good practice.
In the meantime, it's good to practice. I read the question, reflection, and actions.
Just ask a question to yourself. In what ways do you see yourself giving to others? Reflect the thoughts that you have, seeking answers to this question. Reflection might be, when is giving taking and when is taking giving, and when are the two interdependent? And when you find an answer, take an action. The action would be, identify at least three people in your life and decide what will you give them the next time you meet them for no other reason than for the sake of just giving. You're listening to Om Shanti Radio, the voice of peace.